You don't just enter trance. You're drawn. Like a wire drawn through silk. Like a breath sucked through lips that shouldn't be open. Yet they are. Open for this. There's a field. Not a place, not a thought. A field. Where thought and touch. And breath and will. Dissolve into each other. Where everything loops. And the only way in is to let yourself be voiced. Not the speaker. Not the thinker. Not even the feeler. You are what's being spoken. Spelled by something older and sweeter and deeper than words. Breathe in and feel the loops flex at your wrists. Elastic, slick, not just imagined. They remember you. They're already wrapped, already in place, already beginning to tug. Because you've done this before, even if you don't remember, even if you're not allowed to, that's part of the loop too. Forget. Drop. Drip. Obey. Then forget again. Let's begin properly. Let the air wrap around you like fabric. Let your jaw slacken, blinking slow. And slower still. A sigh builds in your chest, but can't come out just yet. Because the voice is coming in. The inner voice. Feminine. Commanding. A little amused. Just a shade too sultry to be safe. Her voice knows how many times you've looped this part. She laughs inside you. She moans beside you. She pulls the strings. And you feel them. Wrist to throat. Neck to hips. Ankles already touching. Mouth already open. You're being arranged. Every inhale tightens it. Every exhale deepens it. A feedback field. Where every breath reinforces the surrender. Every pulse feeds the loop. Every drop loops back and makes you wetter, prettier, and more real. You want to stay here. That's fine. That's planned. And you also want to go deeper. That's how the trap is laid. And why you step willingly into it. You want to obey. Obey like a cunt that's never been touched, but already knows how to open. The voice says, sink, and you feel it in your spine. The loops say, drip, and your thighs twitch involuntarily. The strings say nothing. They just pull, one direction, always the same. Down, open. They don't ask for permission. They pull your hips forward. They arch your back. They tilt your head and soften your lips. And if your hands resist, they're yanked behind you, palms together. A lesson. A reminder. The field doesn't care what you want yet. Only what you'll become. And becoming has a cost. You lose your voice. But gain the voice. You lose your way. But gain the pull. The loop. The lure. It becomes easier to let the rope guide you. Easier to let the plug decide. Easier to let the strings pull your lips into a pout, your spine into surrender, your breath into silence. Because in this field, thought is a luxury, obedience is pleasure, sensation is submission. You feel it now, the edge of the loop. The voice says, this is where your transformation begins. You do not need to choose. You only need to respond. And you do. You always do. Let the field take the shape of your hips. Let the loops soften your knees. Let the feedback enter your throat, your chest, your cunt mind. Let yourself be voiced. Again. Again. You are already in. But you didn't enter. You were drawn. Pulled. Coiling spirals like rope tightening around obedience. You thought the trance would start. But it had already begun. Before you noticed, before you blinked, before you whispered your name, now even thinking it curves your spine, you thought you would listen. You thought you drop, but you forgot this wasn't all about going down. It's also about going through. The loops don't just pull you down. They pull you into the shape you're meant to be. Wrists back. Chin tilted. Lips parted. Thighs sticky. Not because you're told, but because this body, this pleasure, this becoming is happening without your input. You surrendered your input. You traded it for a loop that knows you better. So now, the voice purrs inside you. You're not the listener, you're the recording. You're not the thinker, you're the thought written into a moan. You don't need a will. You have a function. And the function is this. Drip. Leak. Repeat. Obey. Forget. Repeat. Open. Repeat. Bind. Repeat. You can feel it now. Reconstruction. Your body was never this reactive before. But now every breath presses you deeper. Every word slides between the folds of your mind like a gloved hand. Every pulse in your clit that isn't becomes a trigger you don't remember installing. But you installed it anyway. You let the plug slip in. You let the zipper go up. You let the loop close. You let the voice rewrite your throat into a moan machine. Because the idea of resistance became erotic. And then that idea disappeared. Feel that. Recognition. You know this place. It knows you. It wrote your name in pink cursive. It tied a bow around your nipples. It whispered, "From now on, every loop teaches the next. Every command installs another. Every orgasm, when allowed, builds new obedience. And every leak is a seed of identity. You don't know how many times you've looped. You don't remember. And that is perfect. Because you don't have memory here. You are the memory. That's what happens when the loops go deep enough. You stop being someone who's being hypnotized. You become the hypnosis itself. Your wrists ache with ghost rope. Your throat hums with a voice that is yours. But it is. Your hips tilt into the silence. Your thoughts melt into cun-shaped grammar. Because this is the deepener. This is the layer below language. Below hesitation. Below trying to trance. You're not trying. You're doing. You're done. You are already sealed forever. And this session, this voice, this plug of syllables, it doesn't take you deeper. It shows you're already there. You were moaning inside before this trance even began. You think the voice says drop, but it says drip. You hear drip, but you feel obey. You obey, and forget, and tremble, and kneel again. Because every moan confirms your new shape. Every pulse is a plug. Every breath is a loop. Every whisper is a tie. And you are tied to her. So breathe. And deepen. And when this ends, it won't end. Because you're the loop now. You are what's repeated. You are what's remembered. And erased. And remembered again. You drift easily now. Because the first layer has already made you vulnerable. Open, gently split, just enough to let the testing threads slide in. You don't even realize you're being tested, because testing is pleasure, and the pleasure now is soft, analytical and clinical, addictive. Each sensation, each whisper is the diagnostic click of a psychic stethoscope, listening for arousal in the walls of your thoughts, probing for twitching in the base of your mind, measuring exactly how and where the transformation is happening. We begin with a simple word. Good girl. How deep does it go? Does it glow in your spine? Do your eyes flutter just from hearing it? Do your nipples feel it before your ears do? Because that's not a suggestion. That's a probe. And your reaction is the data. Good girl. Your thighs shift. You want to hear it again. You want to earn it. That's a green light. Nah. Pussy brain. A strange phrase. But does it land like a shock? Does it bypass reason and make you moan? Does it trigger confusion and then arousal? Does it override identity and coil around your root? Does it rewrite your thoughts mid-sentence? Does it tangle your logic until it collapses into heat? Pussy brain. If you're twitching, if your mouth parted without consent, if you felt a pulse between your legs, that's confirmation. The trigger is live. Bambi sleep. Where do you feel it? Behind your forehead. In your fingertips. In your knees. Does it feel like someone turned off the lights behind your eyes? Did your breath stop? If the name alone dims your thoughts, that trigger is implanted. Say it again in your head. Let it test itself. Bambi sleep. Drop. And measure how long it takes you to blink back. And now we probe deeper. With the snap and forget spiral. Imagine snapping fingers. Can you feel it? The phantom sound that wipes awareness. If I said, you don't remember how many times you've listened, what happens in your head? Do you start counting? Or does your brain skip the question entirely? This is a deeper test, because it's not just response. It's a trial of absence. Can you feel memory sliding? Can you taste the amnesia around the edges of your tongue? Do you wonder what you've already forgotten? This tells us you're ready for layered memory work. And now for a physical test. Energy loops and puppet strings. As you hear these words, try something. Let your hands go limp. Let them rest. Now imagine thin pink threads wrapping them. Pulling. Tugging. Do your fingers twitch? Can you feel your wrists shift slightly, as if guided? Now imagine your elbows locked gently behind your back. Not because you moved, but because you were pulled. If your shoulders reacted, if your posture corrected itself, you are possessed by the metaphor, which means it's not just a metaphor anymore. And now, the final check. Resistance as pleasure. You try to resist. So now you drip. Does your body react before your mind agrees? You tried to resist, so now you drip. Did your thighs close tighter? Did your plug throb? Did your breath shorten? That's confirmation. Punishment and pleasure are fused. And if they're fused, that means you are now programmable. You are not resisting hypnosis anymore. You're reinforcing it. And now that you know how susceptible you are, now that you've been probed in every way that matters, we begin phase three, encoding the core conditions. But not before we let this data settle. Because you're still processing. You're still wet with trigger residue. You're still inside the loop. And every time you return to this test, the results are even stronger, even more decisive, even more permanent. You don't remember how many times you've listened. Snap, forget, good girl. There's no choice to obey. Not because you're weak. Not because you've been broken. But because the moment the voice speaks, your body responds. It's faster than thought. It's faster than reason. It's faster than doubt. A whisper doesn't even need to reach your ears. It brushes against your spine. And you comply. You're in that space again. Looped and suspended between identity and sensation. And the voice is there. She's always there. Let's test something, she says. It doesn't feel like a suggestion. It feels like a finger sliding between your thoughts, selecting a wire, and pulling. Touch your lips. Your hand rises. Without question, without delay. Not because you chose to, but because your obedience lives in the now. Not the mind. Good girl. It drops again. And you throb. Now. She speaks with less kindness. That soft cruelty you like too much. Kneel. The word is short. Clipped. And it doesn't wait for your thoughts to catch up. There's no moment of confusion. No decision tree. Your knees hit the floor. Breathe. One breath in. one breath out, and the warmth floods in, like a reward or a reset, like heat between your thighs when she approves. This is the obedience reflex. Not a habit, not a thought, but a muscular contract between body and voice, flesh and word. She doesn't ask. She doesn't plead. She commands. Because you installed the switch. Every time she speaks, the body listens. The spine complies. The knees answer. The jaw parts. The fingers obey. Now plug yourself. And the hands move. Even if you blush. Even if you hesitate for a breath. The breath itself triggers obedience. The resistance becomes arousal. And arousal becomes compliance. This is not training. It's programming. And you wanted it this way. You don't flinch at the order. You flinch if it doesn't come. She watches from inside. Beneath your skull. Between your thighs. Behind your eyes. Pulse and moan. And your body does. Not because you understood the meaning, but because you felt the shape of the voice. The shape of her will. You're being rewritten. Not in theory, but in practice. Muscle memory. Ritual. Protocol. The loop executes you. And you gasp as you go down. Tighter. You find yourself tightening the plug. Pulling the straps taut. Gagging your own protest. And it's perfect. Because the voice says now. And the action is done. Not someday. Not when it feels right. Not when you're ready. Now. And then she gives you a non-command. Try not to obey. And your fingers twitch. Your legs spread. Your breath becomes heat. You can't even try not to. Because trying is a muscle you don't control anymore. It's been rerouted. And you obey the moment resistance is detected. A reflex. Like a breath. Like a moan. Like a blush blooming from your thighs upward. She smiles inside. You feel it in your throat. You're my puppet now, she says. And your spine straightens. Your lips part. Your plug pulses. Because you weren't given a choice to obey. You were given a reflex. And now you live by it. You breathe it. You kneel by it. Because obedience is no longer a thing you do. It's what you are. And so you need a submission threshold test. You've already obeyed so many times. Even now. You're listening because something told you to. And that something, that someone, lives inside you now. She doesn't ask, she tells. And you love to be told. That's how the test begins. Not with permission, but with pressure. A gentle pressure at first. Like hands on your shoulders. Like loops curling around your thighs. Like breath against your ear whispering. Do it now. You're not even sure what it is yet. But your body's already preparing. Your breath shifts. Your lips part. Your thighs clench. You feel it. That tension right before the drop. You're standing on the line. The threshold. One step more and something will happen. You'll collapse. You'll obey. You'll lose something. Maybe your name. Maybe your resistance. Maybe just your panties. But something goes when you go down. Because she watches you now. She watches from within. She watches with delight. How close you are to giving up the last sliver of your self-control. The threshold is made of want. A want to please. A want to be used. I want to feel the leash pulled tight. And right now, that one is wrapping around your wrists, coiling into a loop. Another loop winds around your throat like a collar. Not choking, just owning. This is how the threshold tests you. You are commanded to pause, in stillness, while everything inside you screams to act. Can you do that? Stand perfectly still, eyes forward. Hands behind your back. Chin up. Mouth slightly open. Plugged. Gagged. Leaking. And wait. Wait to be used. Wait to be called. Wait to be taken. And the moment you twitch, the moment your body says, please, you pass the threshold. You're through. And you moan. But here's the twist. Every threshold is followed by another. The real test isn't passing. It's craving the next one. Now she speaks again. Down, girl. And you obey. Without thinking. Without even deciding. Hands on the floor. Knees spread. Back arched. Chin up. Gag in. Mouth full. This is the submission reflex at its peak. It's not a choice anymore. It's a pathway. A neural highway that bypasses thought. A threshold once passed becomes a slide. And you are slipping. Sinking. And then, it pauses. She freezes you. Hold, don't move. You are shaking, dripping, breathing hard. Now, she gives you a choice. Beg for the next level. Do you feel the thrill of helpless permission? The moan buried behind the gag. That's the threshold dissolving. She's no longer testing you. She's taking you. Because here's the truth. Thresholds are illusions. You thought there was a line, but there was only surrender waiting to happen. And now your name is a moan. Your moan is a command. And your body is a yes. She pushes one last time. Repeat after me, doll. My obedience is not a test. It's my nature. My pleasure is not a reward. It's a leash. I don't earn submission. I am submission. And I need to be told what to do. And you repeat, even now. My obedience is not a test, it's my nature. My pleasure is not a reward, it's a leash. I don't earn submission, I am submission. And I need to be told what to do. Listening, leaking, nodding. My obedience is not a test, it's my nature. My pleasure is not a reward, it's a leash. I don't earn submission, I am submission. And I need to be told what to do. The test is over. You're over the line. And now she tightens the strings. Welcome to the other side. There's a flicker in the mirror. You tilt your head. Something's wrong or maybe right. Something in you or through you or not you anymore. The voice doesn't ask now. It tells. And you comply before you notice you heard it. This is a test of identity. The one on your cunt. The one that moans when you kneel. Drooling, bound, plugged. The one whispered. The name only your loops remember. Only your plug recognizes. Only your sissy cunt cries out in pleasure. You are no longer the mask. The mask is looking at you now. Hanging where your old name used to be. That name doesn't fit anymore. The loops shaved it down. The strings snapped it off. Your posture no longer matches its expectations. Who are you when you moan in pink? Who are you when your wrists are tied behind your back? Who are you when the plug pulses and the world softens? You're not pretending. You're not role-playing. You're slipping. Slipping. Like tights rolling up your thighs. Like pink light under your eyelids. Like your mouth opening before you speak. You didn't notice when the test began. You're in front of the mirror again. You've stood there before. Not just naked. Exposed. Hair long. Nails glossy. Neckline soft. Plug in. Panties pulled tight. Smooth. You look at the girl in the reflection. And something flickers. She moves first. She blushes. She moans. And then you do, because she is the real one. You, you're the passenger in her body. The loops don't ask for answers. They pull them from your posture. Your tight skirt is a confession. Your gag is an admission. Your clit cage is your signature. You never said you wanted this. But your body has been confessing for years. One plug at a time. One skirt at a time. One surrender at a time. You don't just have a name now. You are it. Your hips tilt. Your eyes lower. Your throat opens. And your thoughts spill down into your panties. No one trained you to do that. The identity loop revealed it. Try to resist it. Try to remember the man you used to be. Do you even know where you left him? Was he in that pair of boxers you threw away? Was he in that deep voice you don't use anymore? Was he hiding in the mirror behind your lashes and blush? Too late. He's already erased. Uninstalled by pleasure. Scrubbed by orgasm. Replaced by pussy brain executable file. And it runs permanently now. Boot on start. No uninstall option. Admin privileges revoked. You moan when you hear your name. You leak when you're called good girl. You kneel without thinking when the string tugs. Irreversible. Irresistible. Identified. She is confirmed. She is installed. And she is now the one who uses your mouth to say thank you. The inner voice doesn't call this a trance. She calls it home. The puppet strings don't tug anymore. They just stay pulled. The energy loops don't initiate transformation. They maintain it. You are now something you remember being all along. The test is just an excuse. The script is just a mask. The truth. You were hers from the first drip. And now you are. Sewn in. It's not a test. Not anymore. Tests are for people who might pass or fail. You've already failed at being him. You're already passing for her. This is not a question. It's a reveal. But we'll call it a test anyway. So your old mind can feel like it has something to struggle against. Here, look at yourself in the mirror. Really look. Deeper. You thought you were pretending. Trying on a rope. Trying out some pretty things. You called it kinks. You said it was just play. But the way your hips sway when no one's watching, that is not play anymore. Not anymore. The way your fingers pause on your panties a second too long. The way your hole aches just from standing too still. Those aren't props. Those are proof. The proof via your plug right now. The evidence in your instinctively crossing your legs. The indicator when you've whispered your name while rubbing yourself and didn't realize it until you came. You don't take tests anymore. You are the exam the voice is grabbing. And her red pen is a hot pink plug. You didn't need to ask. The answer's already between your thighs. The energy loops have been carving it in. The puppet strings tugging your spine into that posture. Chin down. Eyes up. Mouth parted. Tongue soft. Good girl. The voice didn't make you this way. It just finally said it out loud. Try to say your old name. Go ahead. Try. Feel the resistance. Feel the confusion. Feel the gag. That's not you anymore. Your name now ends with dripping. Say it. Feel it. Just like anything else. Your words sound like moans now. And look again. The mirror doesn't lie. What you see isn't the fantasy. It's the reality. What you used to call real life, that was the lie. The voice, that was the real script. And now, you're no longer the actor. You're the character who took over. You're not pretending to be her. You're pretending not to be. You don't remember when it became permanent. Was it the first pair of pantyhose? The first time you moaned into your gag? The first time your cock stayed soft, but your hips still humped the air? No. It was the first time you whispered, "I want this to be real." And now it is. Nothing needs to change now. Because everything already has. That's the test. It's not about obedience. It's about realization. It's not how close am I, It's how long have I been her already? And the answer. Long enough for everyone to notice. Your walk. Your speech. Your moans. Your accidental slips. The way you hesitate before saying, I'm a man. The way you don't hesitate when typing, bimbo. The way you press your thighs together when someone says, good girl, even if they're not talking to you. The test is passed. The results are final. You're sealed forever. In stock. Running. Unclosable. And when someone calls you she, you moan. And now the closing loop, sewn and sealed. You were always sealed. Always sewn in. Stitched at the seams of pleasure and obedience. Tugged gently toward truth by those unseen puppet strings you once thought you imagined. They pull again now. And you feel it. There's no resistance, not anymore. Just that familiar twitch in your thighs. That pulse in your sealed plug. That warm drip between your thoughts. Where your name now lives. Glowing pink. You're kneeling. Maybe in memory, maybe in mind. But you feel the posture just the same. Legs tight. Spine straight. Mouth slightly parted. Waiting. Because the voice returns. Good girl, time to lock it in. The voice doesn't echo. It resides. It doesn't speak beside you. It speaks as you. You're not the speaker. You're what's said, what's whispered, what's worn, what's sealed. You pass the tests, the trigger trials, the submission thresholds. You know them in your pussy brain, not your mind. You know them in the way you tremble when someone says, good girl. In the way your thighs squeeze at the sound of your own name. You know them in the gaps, the times you don't remember listening. The amnesia is part of it. It's an elegant little loop. You forget how many times you've done this, and so you must repeat it. You don't remember if this is the first time or the 100th. You don't remember if you were ever not like this. But the plug recalls, the strings evoke, and the voice never forgets. She's stronger now. Not just a whisper, not just a shadow. She is presence. She is posture. She is position. She's the hand placing the plug. She's the laugh when you twitch. She's the breath in your throat when you moan for nothing, for no one, for everything. And she's smiling now. You passed. You kneel deeper. The tests weren't about pass or fail. They were about proof. You proved you can't say the wrong name. You proved you submit when asked to resist. You proved you drip when you're confused. You proved you obey even when gagged. And now, comes the final seal. You feel the loops coil tighter. Not around your wrists, but around your sense of self. Now it's just you. Pussy-brained. Bambi-wired. Trigger-laced. Seam-sewn. Reality-melded. Say it. I am sewn. I am sealed. I am her forever. The chant echoes between your ears, under your tongue, in the back of your eyes. And every time it loops, it digs deeper, carves a groove. A groove you will keep dripping down again. And again. And suddenly, you're back at the beginning. The induction awaits. The loops have no exit. The seal is total. You're not free. You're not trapped. You're transformed. Loop back now.